we heard that. We didn't hear it. We've seen the photographs. Was it 2 days ago? And we talked about ourselves. Like, and we were shocked because I'm also heavily involved in the Men's Shed Association, and we have a few people, elderly men, that are living on their own. And there's one particular guy. He's been going into St. Joseph for the last 2 months or before Christmas on a respite. And we've been I've asked him myself personally, any chance of you getting a permanent bed in there? And he says, John, they're telling me there are no beds. And when we see that, you know, this guy, when every time he goes into St. Joseph's for a respite, he's in his mid-70s, maybe probably coming 80. He's living on his own. He's delighted and he's well looked after. And he comes out in good form, but then he has to wait to be called back in for another respite. And here we see beds lying idle, so the question has to be asked, what's going on?
Now, we're aware that it is due to staffing shortages, is what the HSC...
No. Listen, this staff shortages, we've been hearing that for 30, 40 years. That's just a red herring. That's what that is. There's no staffing shortage at all. It's just that they won't recruit.
And, you know, we're seeing that the likes of the man that you were speaking to at the men's shed, there's people who aren't able to avail the service, but there's also a lot more pressure than in the Letterkenny University Hospital as well, because there's nowhere to put people who aren't well enough to go home but are well enough to not be in hospital.
Yes. You mentioned something that I have experienced. I've been hospitalised way back a few years ago, and there was a guy across the bed from me that I knew. Again, an elderly fella, I'm in my mid-70s too, that we knew each other through playing cards. And he couldn't go home, and he was telling me, he says, I'm not sick enough, John, to stay here. And I'm not well enough to go home. And I says, what about St. Joseph's? Now, this has gone back 10, 15 years. He says, they're telling me there are no beds in St. Joseph's. Now, he was annoyed with himself because he was... But he said he was a bed blocker. He was blocking a bed from somebody, an A&E that needed a bed. And that's still going on this day. It's still going on.
You know, we can see even today there's over 100 patients between Sligo and Letterkenny that are on trolleys. So that's also an ongoing issue. You said that you think that the staffing's a red herring. Do you have any suspicions of what you think the hold-up is here?
The hold-up is that the people at the power, we have five TDs in this county. We have six councillors in the Balbafaith in our elected area. The six councillors can't even sit in a room and talk to one another. Everything has to be done online. And five TDs, they know this situation about beds and about recruitment. They know that's been going on for 20, 30 years. And they know about the recruitment. They know about the shortage of staff. We heard the other day in your news, they're all out now giving credit by getting a couple of buckets of tar to fill potholes, but there's not one word mention of Sonora beds lying idle. There's not one word mention of that, but give us a couple of loads of tar and we'll fix the potholes. And they're all out of the woodwork now claiming credit.
And John, I suppose if you could appeal it directly to the elected representatives, what would you say?
I would tell them to listen, put their politics to one side and fight for the people of Donegal, especially the elderly. Get out and about and see what's going on in your own areas. Go and look at your neighbours that are and senior citizens that are living on their own and see, all right, they might get home help coming in 1 hour a week, 1 hour a week, and that's it. Get out and look and see what's going on and do something about it. But, I mean, to seeing that photograph, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
And it must be very hard for you to see images like that there whenever you've been campaigning for the two hospitals for so long.
It's sickening and it's disheartening. It is. As again, the only thing I can say about the Tick the Lifford situation is that's moving very slowly, but it is moving. The feasibility studies are finished. The site's there and I believe the funding's in place. It's just taking time again to get it going. The same has happened with the new community hospital in Letterkenny. That's coming now nearly to fruition. That's nearly finished. But again, there's a lot of campaigning to get that going. Things are very slow. And most of these people, might be going on a bit here, but like myself, most of us worked 40-odd years paying into the system. I'm in the 80s, coming home and half of my wage has been taken out in tax. And here I am now, at this age in life, wondering what's going to happen to me if I need to go into a nursing home or St. Joseph's. Am I going to get a bed? And that young fella that I know through the men's shed, you could have seen him when I went up to visit him. He was delighted. But John, I'll have to go home again in a few days and wait. They can't give me a bed because they says there is none. And I am getting back to what you're talking about. Seeing the photographs of 5 or 6 beds in the ward, isolated, or not isolated, mothballed.
And how do you sort of manage them conversations then whenever you are speaking to people in your role as a campaigner and, you know, you're here and how worried they are about it?
What we do is we just try and keep the pressure on them, keep asking them, keep telling them, letting them know that, as one man said before, we haven't gone away, you know, just keep at them. And again, if you take the Lifford committee group, fair play to the committee down through the years, they keep at it. And they've got a commitment from the council and from the HSE. The site's there. The feasibility study's finished. The money's been in place. It's going to happen. But that's down again to community pressure. If that committee had folded 10 years ago, which it nearly did, I think the authorities would have been delighted. But no, we keep at it. But we shouldn't have to do that. You know, we shouldn't have to. We've paid our taxes down through the years.